You might think living life on the land would lead to a healthier lifestyle, but people in rural and remote areas have some of the worst death rates from heart disease, according to research from the Heart Foundation. It's mapped the data showing deaths from heart disease are 60% higher in rural and remote areas than for people living in the cities. David Cody has more.
The Heart Foundation map shows dark red splashed over vast parts of Australia. That's where death rates from heart disease are highest. It's only when you zoom in on the cities you can pick out patches of orange and yellow. Adjunct Professor John Kelly is the Chief Executive of the Heart Foundation of Australia.
It tells us where you live matters as much as how you live. Heart disease deaths are 50% higher in disadvantaged rural and remote areas. And obviously for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, deaths from heart disease are 70% higher than in non-Indigenous Australians.
The Queensland outback, including the regional centres of Mount Isa, Longreach and Charleville, is ranked worst for deaths from chronic heart disease. Almost 122 people die of the disease for each 100,000 people. At a state level, the highest proportion of obese residents are in Tasmania and Queensland. Residents most likely to smoke are in the Northern Territory and Tasmania.
It really does come down to inequality. The better health outcomes in advantaged communities are definitely linked to other factors such as good education, reliable, secure employment, safe, affordable housing, accessible transport, affordable, healthy food, and appropriate health services and social support.
John Kelly's calling for heart health check programs to be funded in remote areas, plus education programs so everyone knows how to identify a heart attack. Dr. Ewan McPhee is the president of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia. He says remote Australians need better access to fresh and affordable food.
Fresh fruit and veggies cost an arm and a leg. You know, the sort of stuff that people take for granted living in provincial and city centres just doesn't happen in the bush.
He says access to a doctor is also essential, and he's calling for greater Medicare rebates for bush GPs and a focus on doctor training.
We know that if we select people who've got no rural interest at all, they're never going to go outside the confines of a major city. So we need to basically be selecting the right people to do the job.
The Rural Doctors Association's Dr. Ewan McPhee ending David Cody's report. And if you're interested in looking for your city, search Heart Foundation and Maps in your search engine.